Today, we continue our journey along the Pennsylvania Turnpike, seeking glimpses of the state's energy past, present, and future. We previously went 1,000 feet underground to a coal mine in southwestern Pennsylvania. Miners are bracing for big changes to their industry as the federal government pushes new rules to cut carbon emissions. In the second of a five-part series, State Impact Pennsylvania's Katie Culinary looks at a relatively new industry that, until recently, has been growing in Pennsylvania, wind.
Heading eastbound, just as you approach the Somerset Service Plaza, a striking sight appears in the distance. Six huge white metallic blooms rising above a forested ridge. That's how you know you're in wind country. Somerset County is home to 8 of Pennsylvania's 25 commercial wind farms.
It all starts up there.
John Bennett is site manager at Twin Ridges Wind Farm near the Maryland border, about 20 miles south of the Turnpike. He points to one of the farm's 68 turbines, towering overhead at a height of more than 260 feet.
The wind is turning the rotor, and the rotor is turning a gearbox that turns the generator, and that's how we make the power.
But on the morning I visit Twin Ridges, the wind actually isn't blowing.
All right, so this is the base of one of the turbines.
Bennett explains the turbines are run on a system of computerized controls and sensors that are constantly monitoring the wind speed and direction. He says when you're driving by a wind farm and don't see the massive blades spinning, it doesn't necessarily mean there's nothing happening inside the turbines.
It's thinking right now. It's watching, and as soon as it sees, okay, the winds are enough that we can produce power, it'll come out of standby mode by itself, pitch up, and start running.
The tops of the turbines are programmed to turn into or out of the wind to catch as much as possible. Bennett can even control them from home on his tablet. Enormous and high-tech as these things are, Pennsylvania's 720 wind turbines only provide a tiny amount of the state's electricity, about 1.5%. There's room to grow. Federal estimates show wind can supply as much as 3 times that amount of power. However, development has recently slowed down in Pennsylvania. At the end of 2013, Congress allowed a key federal tax credit for wind to expire and has shown no signs of renewing it yet.
The sort of uncertainty of it is probably the biggest concern.
Michael Spearschneider is head of permitting and public policy for EverPower, the company behind the Twin Ridges Wind Farm. He says the production tax credit has come and gone several times since it was first introduced in the early 90s. So wind has been a boom or bust business.
It makes the wind industry the only energy sector that has no federal, direct federal incentive.
The Spanish wind turbine manufacturer, Gamesa, cited that as one reason for closing down a plant in western Pennsylvania earlier this year. But developers like EverPower expect wind to gain strength again, even without the federal tax credit. Pennsylvania's Alternative Energy Portfolio Standard, passed in 2004, requires utilities to purchase increasing amounts of power each year from renewable sources. The ultimate goal? To reach 18% in 6 years. Some environmentalists, like Adam Garber with the group Penn Environment, are pushing to increase the standard to 30% by 2030.
By really shifting heavily towards wind and solar and other renewable energies and energy efficiency, we can cut global warming pollution and grow a stronger clean energy economy.
Upping Pennsylvania's renewable energy capacity is one option the state will have for cutting carbon dioxide emissions under a new proposal from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. However, the Corbett administration is skeptical that more government incentives are the right way to accomplish that goal. Patrick Henderson is the governor's energy executive.
There's a difference between sort of a little, you know, shove at the beginning to get you started, get you down the path, and then the question is, when are you going to take your hands off the bike?
The state's Republican-controlled House recently ordered a study on the impact of wind as compared to other energy sources like natural gas, coal, and nuclear. State Representative Kathy Rapp of Warren County says she sponsored the resolution because wind turbines kill thousands of birds and bats each year.
The fatality of wildlife is one issue. The other issues are, what are the amount of subsidies for these turbines, and what's the imprint of actual acreage and effects on wildlife, and what are the impacts of the electric grid?
The study will be completed by next year, when the EPA expects to finalize its clean power plan. Michael Spearschneider from EverPower acknowledges that wind, like every source of energy, has its downsides. But he argues there are good reasons to make sure it can compete in a fossil fuel-dominated industry.
In today's markets, there's no real way to value what wind brings to the energy mix. And what the Clean Power Plan does is start to recognize the societal and the economic value of zero-emission generation sources.
However, with some lawmakers and other sectors of the energy industry lining up to oppose the EPA's proposal, it's hard to tell which way the wind will blow. Katie Culinary, State Impact, Pennsylvania.
I listen to the wind of my soul. Where I'll end up, well, I think only God really knows.